NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Greg Rosalsky.
And I'm Jacob Goldstein. We are in for Stacey Vanek-Smith, who is out on vacation. And our show today is about the minimum wage and McDonald's.
So I started at McDonald's back in 2010. I was getting $8.50 an hour.
This is Adriana Alvarez. She works at a McDonald's in Chicago, and she has a son named Manny.
It was hard to get him his necessities. If he needed clothes, it was hard to go out and purchase his clothes or keep the fridge stocked. I couldn't provide for him, and it sucked. I was sad all the time.
But since 2010, the minimum wage in Chicago and in lots of other cities and states around the country has gone up, in part because Adriana Alvarez and workers like her have been advocating for a higher minimum wage. In Chicago, the minimum is now $14 an hour. Alvarez makes a bit more than that, just over $15 an hour. And she says the higher pay makes a big difference as she raises her son.
Before, I wouldn't be able to take him at all to the movies. Movies was like this big luxury thing that I couldn't afford. And now, you know, we've seen a couple. We saw Kong versus Godzilla just recently. So now it's definitely a lot easier to, you know, please him here and there.
There are thousands and thousands of McDonald's workers with similar stories. Their pay has gone up as the minimum wage has gone up. And this raises an interesting economic question, a key question, really, to ask when the minimum wage goes up. That extra money for Adriana Alvarez and all the other McDonald's workers, where does it come from?
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Economist Intelligence Unit. They help business, financial, and government sectors strategize globally and navigate the ever-changing economic and political landscape of almost every country in the world, guiding firms in investment decisions and assessing business risk and opportunity. To help your company understand the world and prosper within it, visit eiu.com/indicator.
So this central question, when the minimum wage goes up, where does the extra pay for workers come from, has a lot of potential answers, right?
Yeah, Jacob, it could come from, you know, a company's profits, or a company could raise prices, or maybe use more machines and fewer people.
What is really interesting for today's show, Greg, is that you found this recent study that, at least for McDonald's in the U.S. over the past few years, actually answers this question.
The study is by the Princeton economist Orly Ashenfelter. And one thing you should know about Orly, he's really into McDonald's. I mean, like, he's loving it.
I mean, my favorite meal is, you know, fries, chocolate shake, and a Big Mac.
He told me about this insight he had some years ago when he was eating a Big Mac.
It suddenly dawned on me, you know, this would be a way to compare wage rates across the whole world for people who do exactly the same thing in the exact kind of environment.
So what Ashenfelter and his colleagues did was they tracked thousands of McDonald's all around the country between 2016 and 2020. And they compared McDonald's in places where the minimum wage went up with McDonald's in places where the wage didn't go up. And then they used the data they found to answer really a bunch of questions.
One thing people worry about when, you know, there are debates about the minimum wage, is if workers' wages go up, will that push owners to substitute machines for workers, you know, automation?
And they looked at a version of that question, that debate, in this study. Specifically, they asked, were McDonald's in places where the minimum wage went up more likely to install those touchscreen order kiosks?
We couldn't find any relationship between minimum wage increases and the adoption of that touchscreen technology.
No relationship. To be clear, lots of stores did put in those touchscreens over the past several years. It's just that they found no evidence that a bump in the minimum wage made these stores more likely to put in those touchscreens.
And I'll say, just anecdotally, Adriana Alvarez works in Chicago, you know, where the minimum wage has gone up a lot. And she told me her store still does not have touchscreens. So that's consistent with this finding. What else? What else in this study?
So they looked at wages. Obviously, workers who were at the minimum got a raise when the minimum went up.
Sure.
But surprisingly, workers who were making more than the minimum, they also got a raise in a lot of cases.
And again, to go back to Adriana Alvarez, she said her store, in fact, works this way. She now makes just over $15 an hour. The minimum wage in Chicago is $14. It's set to go up to $15 in June. And she said, based on her past experience, she will probably get at least a small raise when that happens, when the minimum wage goes up.
Economists call this a wage premium, which in this case just means McDonald's paying more than the minimum wage.
The evidence suggests that a substantial fraction of stores, if they have a wage premium, they maintain it.
And why do you think that is?
I personally think it's because some stores are more concerned about turnover.
So his theory is this: for stores who are worried about turnover and, you know, who want to hold on to their workers, keeping that premium above the minimum wage works really well. That might explain why some McDonald's continue paying more even if they aren't legally required to.
Okay, so recap, minimum wage does not lead to more touchscreens. It does lead to raises for a lot of workers, including workers making more than the minimum wage. But we still have not answered that central question, right? Where does the money for those raises come from?
This is probably the most interesting part of their study. They looked at the effects of minimum wage hikes on prices. To keep it simple, they focused on a classic item that, you know, Orly Ashenfelter is so fond of, the Big Mac.
And what they find is, when the minimum wage goes up, so does the price of a Big Mac. And crucially, they find that the increase in prices is essentially in line with what a store owner would need to pay those higher wages.
That means that the increase in labor costs gets passed right on to the customer.
Workers are getting raises, but prices that workers have to pay, are going up. So do workers wind up better off here?
They actually look at this in the study, you know, at least for McDonald's workers themselves, and they found that workers' wages went up more than enough to offset the price increase.
Okay, so even factoring in the more expensive burgers, the price rise, workers were better off.
And one last thing, I should note that the study didn't look directly at whether minimum wage hikes prompted stores to reduce the number of workers. And obviously, this is, you know, a big issue that people are concerned about with the minimum wage, that it will kill jobs. They just weren't able to collect the data. But other studies have found that fast food restaurants don't respond to minimum wage hikes by firing workers.
And so in the end, Ashenfelter and his co-author, they sort through all of this evidence, and kind of amazingly, they do arrive at an answer to that big question. Where does the money come from to give raises to McDonald's workers like Adriana Alvarez when the minimum wage goes up? And the answer is, it comes from higher prices. It comes really from us, right? It comes from everybody who pays a little more to buy a Big Mac. I'll say again, Stacey Vanek Smith is on vacation. Today's episode of The Indicator was produced by Emma Peasley with help from Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Sam Tsai and edited by Alex Goldmark. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Hey, and one last thing. This is Greg here. I write a weekly newsletter for Planet Money. If you want, you know, basically a happy meal delivered to your inbox every week, every Tuesday, it covers all sorts of topics from McDonald's to, you know, legalizing marijuana, you should totally subscribe, npr.org/planetmoneynewsletter. That's npr.org/planetmoneynewsletter.
Whether you're looking to discover a new series to binge, find your next great read, or check out that movie everyone's talking about, NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast is your guide to all things entertainment. Every weekday, we keep pop culture in high spirits. Listen now to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.